The Trans-Pacific Partnership aims to bring together Australia, Brunei, Chile, Malaysia, New Zealand, Peru, Singapore, Vietnam, and the United States to promote innovation and investment. Secretary Clinton says that's good for business.
The private sector needs to stand up for the system that will allow you to thrive over the long run. That means pushing governments to support high-standard trade agreements like the Trans-Pacific Partnership to drop harmful protectionist policies.
The partnership will require members to agree to third-country tribunals to decide whether investment obligations have been met. Analyst Dan Eikenson from the Cato Institute in Washington says the breadth of the trade deal is slowing its completion.
What's making it difficult, and at the same time what makes it perhaps worth pursuing, is that it really seeks to integrate the economies beyond just dropping tariffs and eliminating quotas and subsidies.
Secretary Clinton told business leaders at the APEC summit in Russia that protectionism may provide short-term benefits to domestic companies, but it disrupts supply chains and scares off investors.
We know there remain significant discriminatory procurement rules and local content requirements. So-called toll booths that force unfair terms on foreign companies just to enter or expand in a market.
Analyst Dan Eikenson says the scale of this deal makes it more profitable to investors than country-by-country accords.
There are so many rules in place, bilateral rules, that make it very difficult for companies to realize efficiencies when they export or when they import.
Noticeably absent from the Trans-Pacific Partnership is China. Eikenson believes that's part of the security and economic strategy of Washington's Asia pivot.
China is not happy with the TPP because it feels that it is being targeted and that is being isolated by this. And I quite frankly don't blame them. I think that's the proper way to interpret the rhetoric.
Secretary Clinton says the United States welcomes a prosperous China that provides opportunities to its people because that helps the global economy. She says the Trans-Pacific Partnership will raise the bar for competition in a way that benefits all Asian economies, whether or not they're partners in the trade deal. Scott Stearns, VOA News, Vladivostok, Russia.